This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Welcome back to The Happy Broadcast. I'm your host, Amy O'Dwyer. Let's get your week off to the right start and help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. If you love what we do here at The Happy Broadcast and want to help us spread this positivity even further, then support The Happy Broadcast and sign up to become a member of Headstuff Plus on headstuffpodcasts.com. Paris to ban cars from city by 2022. A major world city has recently taken massive steps towards reducing their carbon footprint and creating a greener urban space. The mayor of Paris, Anne Hidalgo, has recently announced plans to ban most car traffic through the city by 2022. This move is part of her 15-minute city plan, which would see residents be able to reach any amenity they need within 15 minutes, no car required. The move is meant to cut down air pollution, reduce noise, promote more peaceful areas within the city, and make it easier and safer for pedestrians and cyclists to navigate. It is also hoped the move will promote the greater use of public transport. We hope to see many other cities follow in France's footsteps soon. Valentino will go fur-free by 2022. Luxury fashion brand Valentino has announced that they will eliminate fur from their collections by 2022 and shut down its fur subsidiary, Valentino Polar, as well. The company's CEO, Jacopo Venturini, said in a statement that the fur-free concept is perfectly aligned with our company's values and we are looking to pay closer attention to the environment for collections in coming years. Valentino now joins countless number of luxury brands that have sworn off animal products like fur, wool or leather in various forms over the past few years. And the move is hoped to modernise the brand and bring them more in line with today's moral values and environmental concerns. It's clear that helping animals is a trend that never goes out of style. Strict legislation leads to a decline in rhino poaching. Various African countries have tightened legislation in order to reduce illegal rhino poaching in recent years. As a result, Namibia's Ministry of Environment, Forestry and Tourism, or MEFT, recently reported a 33% drop in rhino poaching incidents between 2019 and 2020. As of 2017, poaching fines increased to $1.8 million and the cap on prison sentences were extended to 25 years. MEFT even set up a specialised task force named Operation Blue Rhino in an effort to limit rhino poaching. As of August 2020, it has arrested over 700 people. Conservationists have also implemented effective strategies to help combat poachers. Strategies include better security software and dehorning programs as well as canine patrols. Although there is still a long way to go to save the rhino population, this is certainly one step in the right direction. And that's your positive news update. Our awesome person of the week this week is Manchester United and England star Marcus Rashford. At age 23, Rashford has become the youngest person to top the Sunday Times giving list by raising £20 million in donations for groups tackling child food poverty in the UK. The giving list ranks certain public figures by how much money they have raised for charity based on their overall net worth. According to the list, Rashford is worth £16 million, making his donation an amazing 125% of his own wealth. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. And if you become a member of Headstuff Plus, you'll not only be supporting The Happy Broadcast, but you'll get access to exclusives and bonus material not only from this show, but also from every show on the network. There are plenty of other great shows on our network that we think you might like. In fact, have a listen to A Taster of Dubland, hosted by the hilarious PJ Gallagher and Suzanne Cain.
Dubland Podcast is basically Suzanne Cain and PJ Gallagher. It is a podcast that is designed very much look at the negative side of things and tell you that it is okay to get up in the morning and live your day. Suzanne Cain, slightly crazy conservative lady, and ultra-liberal lunatic headcase me, PJ Gallagher, doing our best to put a smile on your face.
It's a midlife. It is literally a midlife crisis podcast.
Start from next week, we'll have 10-15 minutes of extra bonus material that will be on the podcast every single week, which will be very focused instead of this usual sort of demented ranting.
Excuse me.
And you can sign up to get it on headstuffpodcast.com, where you'll find loads of other brilliant podcasts with all brilliant
bonus
topics
material,
and
apparently
loads of great bonus material that isn't us, but stick with us too. Thank you.
Did you know dancing can drastically improve your mental health? Research has shown that dancing can be a serious mood booster and that the effects can be long-lasting. Busting a move can help raise your heart rate, causing a release of feel-good endorphins into the bloodstream. Dancing also improves spatial awareness and helps reduce levels of cortisol, a major stress hormone. So, get off your sofa, put on your favourite tune, and dance for 5 minutes like no one is watching. We love hearing your positive news too. And here's what's making you smile this week.
This is Andrea from Italy. And what makes me happy is sharing food with homeless and spending time with animals, especially my cat and my dog.
This is Maddie from the United States. And 4 months after having had COVID, I can finally taste and smell again.
This is Naomi from Indonesia. Chocolate cake, a hot cup of tea, and big warm hugs are what make me happy.
Hi, my name is Matthew Jimenez from United States of America here in Miami, Florida. And what makes me happy is spreading mental awareness, because I believe mental awareness is the first step to overcoming any adversity that you are encountered with in your life.
Hi everyone, this is Sandra and I'm from India. So, well, if you ask me what are the things that makes me happy, I would say it is spending time with my family, with my friends, taking out some time for myself. Another thing that makes me the most happiest would be dancing. And also, I'm super glad to be a part of Happy Broadcast.
If you would like the chance to share your happy moments in our Community Voice segment, head to thehappybroadcast.com/podcast to send in your submission. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed your weekly dose of positivity. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode, and tell your friends and family to help spread the good news. This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network. If you'd like to support the show and get loads of exclusive bonus content, then go to headstuffpodcasts.com. The Happy Broadcast is on Instagram and at thehappybroadcast.com. Before I go, this is your weekly reminder to breathe. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. And out, 2, 3, 4. Join us next time for more anxiety-free news. This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.